Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain. This year, 2020, would have been the 75th birthday of Bob Marley. His oldest son, David, is better known to the world as Ziggy, and joins us right now. Ziggy Marley, welcome.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. What's happening?
What's happening with you? You've been very busy, you and the entire Marley family this year and leading up to this year to celebrate the 75th birthday of your late father. Before we get into some of the celebrations, as we speak, we're in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. How has that changed what your plans were for this year?
Yeah, well, obviously, our touring got canceled or postponed because, you know, of what's happening now. And we were going to do some shows around the state celebrating Bob and the 75th anniversary, but that got postponed, as I said. And we're just thinking of other ways to celebrate him using technology. I mean, no matter what situation we're put in, we still have to find a way to get the music out. We still have to find a way to connect with people. So, you know, this is just a different way we have to do it, but we're still going to connect, you know?
And one of those ways you're doing it is with the Bob Marley YouTube channel, which has some new videos on there. Three Little Birds and Redemption Song, you have some new versions of those videos. And then you also have a documentary series. We're up to episode 2 right now of the documentary series. How many episodes do you plan to release of that?
Well, it's an ongoing process. So whatever content we have on footage and stuff, we are slowly going through it, and we'll get as much as we can out of it. It's not set yet, because it's like a creative thing that's happening with it, and it's still a work in progress. So it's going to be a few more, but we don't know the exact number.
Well, the most recent episode is called Women Rising, and prominently features your mother, Rita, and some of the members of Bob Marley's By Threes, and a lot of other women that were very important in his life, and women that he has influenced as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about Bob, you know, you really, usually people don't think about that side of it, like the women who were, some women who were very integral in his success. My mother was very integral in that. She knew my father from they had nothing and stood with him through everything, the good and the bad. She got shot in her head during the assassination attempt, and she was with him on the stage at that concert that she was, with a bandage on her head. So the women in Bob's life are really strong women, and really good that we pay homage to that aspect of his success. The women who he inspired, and the women who was with him through everything and helped him get to where the legend he is now. Without the I-Trees, without my mother, Bob wouldn't be Bob Marley as you know him today.
Talking to Ziggy Marley, you talk about him being a legend. You also talk about the women in his life. You know, he was your father, and he passed away when you were 12 years old, roughly. So you have memories of more than just the music. You have the memories of the man. When you think of Bob Marley today, do you think of the legend or do you think of the father?
No, the father, man. The legend, I mean, the legend is cool. I mean, you know, I see how much love people have for him and his music and him as a person, and that's great, you know. But when you think about my father, it's just my father. You know? I mean, my father, he was a happy man. You know? He's a happy, serious man, but a happy man too. Like, you know, once he's off of the stage or out of the discussion of politics or social situations, he's a very happy, fun-loving, joking type of person. Loves to go to the country, loves to relax, loves to play games, dominoes, loves to play soccer. So, you know, that side of him is the side of him that is in my heart. You know, I'm going to say the person I know and the person we miss is that person. I don't miss the person who's performing on stage. That's not who I miss. I miss the person who's playing soccer with me or who's relaxing with me at home and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, and the performing was always a part of your life, though. I mean, right from when you were born, he was already performing. And then you, of course, followed in his footsteps with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers and many, many solo albums. And now there's a third generation. I know one of your sons is also a performer. I mean, it's carrying on that side of the family tradition.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? It's something that happens in history where families, you have a generation of family, whether they're farmers or whether they're doctors or whether they're musicians. It's a very common thing to see, you know, different generations from the same family go into the same art or the same work or the same field. It's cool, you know, it's cool.
It's in your DNA.
Yeah, it's, you know, the DNA, you know, and we keep spreading that DNA. We have a lot of DNA around.
There are a lot of Marleys. That is correct. We're talking to Ziggy Marley, Bob Marley's oldest son. Bob Marley would have been 75 years old this year. I mentioned that you have released some new versions of Three Little Birds and a Redemption Song. Two songs that, I mean, all of Bob Marley's messages in his music really resonate. But these days, in particular, Three Little Birds, Don't Worry About a Thing, Everything's Going to Be All Right. I think that's a message that we need now more than ever. Do you find that that's inspiring, that he can still have that message for people? Or do you think it's tough that we haven't moved beyond needing that message?
No, listen, we'll never be perfect. This is not about perfection or like a fantasy of a utopia where nothing is wrong and everything is perfect and great. You know, we're human beings. We're always going to have good and bad. We're always going to have negative and positive. So these things will always be needed. So it's good that we have it when we need it. You know what I mean? It's a great positive thing that his music can still inspire that kind of outlook on life. Like, let's look at it this way, not that way. Because there's always forces contesting for our minds and for our consciousness, for our thoughts. Which way are you going to think? Are you going to think that way, or are you going to think this way? So we rather think the way Bob Marley is thinking right now with his music than the other way of thinking, you know, with fear and hate and racism and all of these type of other things. We don't want to think that way. So the music plays an important part in the battle for our minds. And Bob's music is one of the champions of that struggle.
Excellently put. And I've been to Jamaica many, many times, and it seems like everybody who is there has that kind of spirit within them. Real quick, before we let you go, Ziggy Marley, as we're speaking, today is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. I know you and your family and your father's legacy have been very involved in environmental causes. And again, if you want to see some of the episodes of the Bob Marley documentary that's on YouTube, check out his YouTube channel. Three Little Birds Redemption Song videos are up there as well. Thanks for calling us today. I know 2 days ago was 4:20. I'm assuming you were busy then.
Yeah, nothing can stop us, man. You know that.
So thanks for checking in today, Ziggy Marley. A pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot. Love, Iris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.